We've got a lot to unpack today from Ahmed Segal's updates. Let's start with the situation in Gaza. What's the latest regarding the Yellow Line and Hamas?
Right. The defense minister instructed the IDF to send a clear message to Hamas. Any Hamas member beyond the Yellow Line in Israeli-controlled territory will be targeted without warning. This came after incidents where militants crossed the line.
So, a pretty firm stance. What about the reports of a hostage body being returned?
Yes. Initially, there were reports of Israel preparing to receive a hostage body. Hamas leader confirmed they would hand over a body at 8 p.m. Sadly, the IDF later announced the recovery and identification of the body of Sergeant Major Tal Haimi, who fell on October 7th.
That's devastating news. Moving to internal politics, Gantz stated he won't be Netanyahu's 61st finger. What's the significance of that statement?
It highlights the ongoing political tensions and the lack of a clear majority. Gantz is essentially saying he won't automatically support Netanyahu's coalition, indicating a potential for political instability.
Exactly. He's calling for unity and promising to pass the 2026 budget and a conscription law. But simultaneously, he's dealing with internal strife within the Likud party and anger from ultra-Orthodox parties regarding the conscription law. It suggests a pre-election atmosphere.
And what about the international front? I saw something about Bolivia.
Yes, Foreign Minister Saar congratulated Bolivia's new president, Rodrigo Paz, and they discussed renewing relations between the two countries after years of strained ties. This could signal a shift in Bolivia's foreign policy and a potential strengthening of Israel's diplomatic ties in Latin America.
So, a mixed bag of security concerns, political maneuvering, and diplomatic developments. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
My pleasure. It's a constantly evolving situation.